Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. This is a pre-recorded program, but it's all fresh. It's all new, just recorded days before the weekend where the doctors are at a conference. So we are here with new and fresh information on the show. So we won't be taking any of your phone calls today. However, at the end of the show, we will feature some of our favorite phone calls from this past year. And a little bit later in this hour, we'll be talking with Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umeb about men's health. Also, some things that are happening that could be very, very helpful for men, especially dealing with ED, and also talking about hair restoration as well. So you want to stay tuned for that coming up in just a little bit. All right. So Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umeb, one of the things we haven't talked about on the show with Leading Edge Medicine, sometimes we'll get a question here or there, or a caller calling in. But I think it's one of those things that if we have somebody dealing with this, or if we ourselves are forgetful or not remembering, we get fearful of what it could be. And so we don't really talk about cognitive loss.
Yes.
Yeah, decline.
We make
dementia,
excuses
Alzheimer's.
For that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a senior
lapses.
Moment.
Yes. Yeah, but yes. We really shouldn't. Maybe we should talk a little bit about that for people dealing with it, or maybe have a family member, loved one, or maybe they themselves are maybe seeing some symptoms and we should get some information.
Well, yeah, let's talk a little bit about the quote normal curve of our cognition.
Okay.
We start off as children with almost no impulse control. You know, kids.
Really?
Yeah, kids do
we're
the most outrageous stuff. Well, they're supposed to, and they usually do about 30.
Okay. But,
and
40's the new 30.
That's right. But the issue is that, you know, people, because we make a rule, because we pass a law, we think that that reflects reality.
Mm.
Laws often have no connection to reality. Laws are simply the rules as a society that we make up, that we're going to pretend that we're all going to play by these rules.
Right, we're going to follow this. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have used to be, as soon as kids were able to work, they worked. Because life was tough and short, and we needed the labor of every member of the family to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But with the industrial age, you know, there was a lot of abuse of children. Children were went in the factories at 10, 12 years of age.
Wow.
And worked 12, 14-hour work days.
Can you
7 days
imagine
a week.
That? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
get them to
yeah.
do the dishes.
So, you know, we passed
Don't
the child.
Don't build a car.
Yeah, we passed the child labor laws.
Mm-hmm.
And then we invented something called adolescence.
Mm.
And that is a purely human invention, you know. Here we tell teenagers at the time in life at which their drive for sex is the highest it will ever be in their life, that they're still children and they can't do this. Mm-hmm. And they, of course, ignore us. They just do it, you know, secretly and hide. But the reality is adolescence is a relatively recent invention of Western society. We pretend that by age 18, people are mature enough to make serious long-term decisions. But 18-year-olds do not have mature brains.
Mm-hmm.
they still have very poor judgment and very poor impulse control.
Right.
18 years old is not a good time to be contracting a marriage, you know, which is the most profound legal contract you're going to enter into in your entire life. You know, 18-year-olds are not ready to make those decisions.
No.
They just aren't. You know, we do not really get stable judgment until somewhere in our early 30s. Okay.
Wow.
That's when our impulse control starts coming under control. So it also turns out that in those late adolescent, early 20s to 30s, while our brains are still malleable and forming, and we have this flight of ideas, you think this, you think that, you think something else, and you're not very stable, that's also when we're the most creative. Creativity and madness are hand in hand.
Yeah, I've heard this. Now
yes.
I know it's true. Dr. Jackson said it.
Yeah, it truly is. You know?
Yes.
And so we are at our most creative during this time of life when our brains have not settled in well. And if you look at most true geniuses, I think Musk being the one exception of our generation, usually all of their really innovative work is done before 30.
Wow. Okay.
From 30 on, they're simply refining their youthful aha moment. You know, that insight into the universe that while they were in this unstable, malleable, wild period of brain activity, they came up with something. And then in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, and they're at the university and they're at the, you know, the corporation, they're basically refining what they came up with early in their life.
Okay.
Wow. So if what we're after is maximum creativity, it's youth.
Yeah. Okay? Interesting.
As we age, we lose a lot of creativity, but we also start losing cognitive skills, and we actually have nomograms. We've broken human functioning down into at least six major domains: short-term memory, long-term memory, visual processing, problem solving, mathematic abstractions, and so on. And we can say for men and women, because men and women's brains work differently, that men are going to go downhill in these aspects of brain function at this curve over the decades, and women are going to go down this other curve. And we both go downhill as we get older.
But just in different ways.
Just in different ways. But men and women both peak our cognitive function in our late 20s and early 30s. And from then on, we can expect we are going to get worse as we get older.
Okay.
And there's just nomograms. You can just watch the graphic. And the question isn't, as you get older, are you going downhill? The question is, are you going downhill faster?
How fast?
Or slower than you should for your age?
All right? Interesting,
And people who start with higher IQs and or higher levels of education tend to go downhill slower than people that have filled their brain with less to start with. It's kind of like muscle. If you got a lot of muscle in your youth, you will probably maintain muscle later in life before you lose it all.
That's right.
If you start off with a lot in your brain, you will lose it, but you will lose it slower than the guy that didn't start off with much.
Okay. What if the one that didn't start off with much, but then realizes that and starts in midlife, starts filling it up again? You know, you've heard of people going back to college.
Yeah, sure.
As long as they continue to learn.
Listen,
that might be a good thing.
College is a good place to get the certificates and to get the documents, to punch the checklist. But that's not where you learn.
Okay.
Okay. It really isn't. I have learned far more since I got out of medical school than I ever learned in medical school.
Wow.
It's just, you know, it's frightening how little I learned in medical school.
Now that you look back.
Now that I look back. I said, really? And I thought I knew what I was doing. The opportunities for education in this world are vast.
Right.
And you just have to be able to. But you see,
What you just said is like wisdom comes slowly.
Wisdom comes slowly. But knowledge, if you are wise enough to know how to seek it, knowledge is a lifelong acquisition.
Sure. Yes.
And you should be able to keep learning new stuff.
Right. You're never too old to learn new
That's
things.
Right.
Yes. This is a good thing.
And the good thing is that the more you exercise your brain, the slower you lose your functions.
Yeah.
The more you use it, the slower
you lose
it.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
And
good to know.
Here's the fascinating thing. Our brain functions based on a whole series of neurotransmitters and hormones.
Hmm.
Okay. Estrogen in men and women is important for verbal abilities and cognition related with processing words and concepts. Testosterone is important with spatial learning and reasoning, telling what is where in relation to other things.
Like backing up into the driveway and where the garage door is.
Where you're going to hit the garage door, yes.
Okay.
And so maintaining robust testosterone and estrogen levels is important to maintain good cognition. When you don't replace those, as men and women's hormone levels decline with age, their brain function declines with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we can help that to some extent by simply moving those hormone levels back up.
Mm.
But there's another hormone called brain-derived neurotrophic factors.
We've heard you talk about this.
It's critically important for growing new nerve and brain cells. And the single best generator of that particular hormone.
Turn your radio up so we can hear this.
Working muscle.
Working muscle.
The more muscle you've got, and the more vigorously and frequently that muscle is working, the more brain-derived neurotrophic factor you are going to produce, and the better you will maintain your brain function.
Wonderful. Okay.
But you can't make the muscle if you don't have the anabolic hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So first, we have to give you the anabolic hormone load. Then we give you the estrogens. We give you the progesterone. We give you the dehydroepiandrosterone. We give you the pregnenolone. Then you can make the muscle, and that will help you to maintain your brain function.
Wow. You know, I don't want to minimize that, but that's very simple.
It's
like you find out what you're needing. You get that in the way of the hormones. You keep active, which is what you've done, Dr. Mixon, and Dr. Umat, which is what longevity is all about. Hello. The brain is very important.
When we come back on the
you.
Next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about Dale Bredesen.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was down at the Buck
Institute.
Buck Institute. He wrote a book back in
2016.
2014.
Okay.
September 2014, he published a paper with 9 patients that had early dementia. Well, 8 had early to moderate dementia, 1 had advanced dementia, and all 8 of the 9 dramatically improved their level of functioning and became purportedly normal again. And the one thing that they all had in common.
Yes.
Exercise. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
Okay. I love that. You stay right there. Our show is not done. It is pre-recorded with lots of information as you're hearing today. We're not taking phone calls, but we will next week. So if you've got a question, maybe a question about something we're discussing with the doctors today on Leading Edge Medicine, make a note and call us next week and we'll talk about that. But as Dr. Mixon said, we're going to continue on this topic in just a moment, so you stay right there. This is Leading Edge Medicine and brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic. Come in and measure. See where you are with a free health analysis appointment. We offer that to you for free. Go online to get more details at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. Or call us and make that appointment at 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 1-866-86-YOUNG. We'll be right back with our next segment right here on Leading Edge Medicine. You stay right there.
When considering stem cell therapy, it only makes sense to consider the only doctor with over 30 years of experience with pain management, including stem cell therapy. And that's Dr. Daniel Nelson, MD, with Eastside Pain and Regenerative Medicine.
I did have the stem cell procedure done on both my knees with Dr. Nelson about 4.5 months ago. The results have been amazing. For people that haven't experienced it, it's relatively easy. I walked right out after I was done. The level of pain reduction is what I noticed. That not only do I have more flexibility and range of motion, for me it worked wonderfully. I wholeheartedly would tell anyone that if they're having a problem, it is life-changing.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call a medical doctor with experience. Dr. Daniel Nelson, MD, 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000 or danielnelsonmd.com.
You hear all the time about fitness and doing exercise. Where do you get the energy to start your exercise program? With Longevity, I was able to start my exercise program, and that parlayed into more energy, of which I ended up going from 220 pounds to about 180 pounds in about 2 years. And that has changed my life. And that's why I tell everyone I know about Longevity.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring.
Ooh-ah.
It's too wonderful.
Ooh-ah.
It's too beautiful.
Ooh-ah.
It's a fantastic thing. Are you really, really mine?
Oh, and really welcome mine. Back. This is Leading Edge Medicine, hour number two. My name is Lynette Morgan, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. This is a pre-recorded show this weekend. Both doctors actually at a conference this weekend. So we pre-recorded a couple of days early so that you can still get some fresh, good information. And boy, have we been packing the show this weekend. Now, Dr. Mixon, right before the break, we were talking about cognitive decline.
Yes.
And also about a particular doctor or author that you have been following. And
This is a doctor down in California,
okay.
Dale Bredesen.
All right.
Back in September of 2014, he published a fascinating paper that he had 9 patients that 8 of them had mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease, significant cognitive impairment. One of them had advanced disease. They put them on a very aggressive program of hormone therapies, supplementation, and weight loss and exercise. Mm. And 8 of the 9 people had dramatic reversal of their cognitive decline. And one of them, for instance, was a lawyer who had to give up working because she could not remember anything. Mm. She started off by making a lot of notes on her iPad and so on, but then she couldn't remember how to run the iPod anymore. I mean, her cognition was just so bad.
Right. And there was one patient who forgot where the light switches were in her house.
She couldn't.
And she told her friend that she was going to commit suicide because her mother had dementia. And she said, I don't want to become like my mom.
Yes.
And her friend convinced her to go see Dale Bredesen.
Right. And so by changing their, by giving them hormone supplementation, by giving them some very aggressive supplement program in addition to the hormones, and by putting them on a exercise program, 8 out of the 9 reversed. The only one that didn't reverse was the one who was severely impaired to start with.
Was there any improvement in the severely impaired person?
Do we know?
They didn't publish the data. They just said that patient,
was not, but I had already started.
Yeah, but you know, the other thing is that he recognized that there is a genetic trait, the APOE epsilon marker 3 and 4. And so he talks about that, and he talks about if you inherit one trait from one parent, then your risk for dementia increases, and it obviously increases multiple fold if you inherit the same trait from both parents.
Right.
But the point is, you can still reverse the likelihood of developing dementia.
Now what's been found is that even if you're an APO epsilon 4 from both parents, which is the worst form you can get, you have about a 50-50 chance of being demented by age 60. Okay, 50% chance. But remember, that means 50% of those people will not be demented.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And they've got the same gene.
Yeah.
So it's not the gene that is going to do it to you. The gene increases the risk of it happening.
Yes.
But whether it happens or not depends on something other than the genetics.
Mm.
Okay. And we now know a lot of things we can do to lower the risk. And in fact, if someone goes on an aggressive program, even if you're an APO epsilon 4-4, we can reduce your risk from 50-50 to 10%.
Wow. Yeah.
An 80% reduction in risk. So, you know, that's not zero. You still have a 10% chance of getting demented, but I'd rather have a 10% chance than a 50% chance.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And as we went through the patient population of Dr. Bredesen, we saw this wide-ranging mix of supplements he was using on them. So one guy got this mix, somebody got the next mix, somebody got the next mix. So as soon as I saw that paper, I said, wow, this is remarkable. It's small. It's only 8 out of 9 people. Still, it's the first paper I've ever seen where you actually reversed significant cognitive decline. So I just said, let's give this a try in our clinic. So we put together a supplement pack that is optimal memory, and it's basically everything he used for all of his people, we put in that pack. Now, that means we probably got more in there than we really need.
Yep.
But I'd rather overdo than underdo.
Yes. Yes.
Because we don't know which of those were the critical ones. So okay. I just took everything he used and I put it all together.
Can you give us an example of some of those ingredients? Well, what are some of those things?
It's got
good
vitamin
for you?
D. It's got okay. vitamin C. It's got magnesium. It's got
vitamin B, zinc. Yeah.
Okay. All good
a lot
things
of stuff, yes.
put together.
Right. And like I said, there's probably more in there than you really have to have. But we didn't know which ones were the critical pathway and which ones weren't, so we just put them all in.
There you go.
We set up the exercise program. We arranged with the Cambridge Brain Studies so that we could actually measure. Cognition, put you on a program. You know, we were already doing all the hormones and most of the supplements and the lifestyle stuff. So really, there wasn't a lot that he was doing that we weren't already doing. So we just added these little tweaks, and we put together the memory pack. And then we followed our people. We studied them and we put them on the program and we followed them over the course of next year. And we had significant improvement in a whole lot of people.
Wow.
Not everybody, but a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So we demonstrated within our own practice that we could indeed take people that we measured their cognitive function with the Cambridge studies and then measured them a year later and got improvement.
Mm.
Okay, so we've now had some people on that program for years, and they don't want to stop.
Yeah,
well, in fact,
I wouldn't want to either.
Yeah. In fact, they shouldn't stop because in another study where they were looking at cognitive function, they said that once you replace nutrients that are important for memory, those patients will notice an improvement. But if they stop taking those supplements, they go back down, but then they never come back up to that same level again.
Yes. Mm, right.
Okay.
So it's a.
And we don't know why.
No, and we don't know why. There's still a lot about this we don't understand. But as I looked at his people who got the absolute best response, they were the people who did the most exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And the key there is brain derived neurotropic factors. The brain derived neurotropic factor is a hormone that working muscle produces that lets you grow new brain tissue.
Whoa.
So we give them the hormones so that they can make the muscle. Mm. Then we put them on the exercise program so they make and use
the muscle.
And that produces the brain-derived neurotropic factors that allows them to heal and repair the brain damage.
Mm. Wow.
And so the hormones are a critical first step.
Yeah.
The exercise is a second step. And the more you do, the better you do.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's like he describes in his first book about cognitive decline that it's like memory loss is like a tin roof with many holes in it, and you just got to keep plugging the holes. Mm-hmm. And new ones will appear, but you just got to keep plugging as many of them as you can. You may not be able to plug all of them, but the more you do, the better your memory will be.
That's right.
And then
it's not one thing.
It's not.
Okay, it's multifactorial. Yeah. And the more things we can address,
that's right,
the better we do.
That's right. And you know, in the past, we've said that once you have memory decline, you know, most people will die with memory decline or with dementia. But Dale Bredesen has gone on to publish his second book,
yes,
about the reversal of memory decline. And he has published his first few patients that have gotten better.
Gotten much better.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, people who think that there's nothing you can do,
yes,
are wrong.
Right.
Now, we had that experience recently. One of our, a potential patient came to our clinic down in Tacoma, and they were adamant to the doctor that they didn't want to get their APO testing done because, you know, they had a family history of dementia, and they
nothing
knew.
Nothing you can do.
They absolutely
just the
knew
way it is. The,
yeah, if you're going to get demented, you're going to get demented, and there's nothing. And
wow.
And I hated to see it because she's wrong.
Yeah.
There are things we can do.
Yeah.
There
wow.
are things we can do to lower her risk of getting demented. And if she is sliding downhill, there are things we can do to turn it around.
Wow. She's, yeah. It's almost like she's handicapping herself.
Yes.
Not giving herself
and we're
a
not
chance.
Always successful.
That's right.
You yeah. know, I, we're back to one of my many aphorisms for medicine and life. If you try, you might fail. But if you don't try, you can't succeed.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we measure, we see where you are, and we try.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, we're finding that we can succeed. Now, some people we exceed succeed gangbusters,
sure,
and others we succeed so-so.
Yeah.
But when it comes to your brain function, any success
yeah.
is important.
Good. Yeah, that's a success. Yes,
that's right. That's right.
Wow.
And it's like you just said, Jerry, the motivation has to come from the patient. We can only go so far in making recommendations. It's up to you to then follow up with those recommendations. And it does require a lifetime commitment.
Yes. We can't do it to you. We can't do it for you. We have to do it with you. It's a joint effort between the doctors and the patient. And, you know, people sometimes questioning, why do I exercise the way I exercise? Simple. It's called brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
There you go. I think we've been talking about that the last 12 minutes. Yes.
Yes. I want to have as much muscle as I can, and I want to use that muscle as much as I can.
Hmm.
That was why when my hip started giving me troubles and I had to go from running to walking, it really bothered me because I like, there's a lot of big, strong muscles
yes.
in your legs and in your butt, in your pelvic girdle, in your abdomen, and you need to be able to use those muscles. So I had to get my hip fixed.
Okay.
Now I've injured my shoulder, so I can't do any upper exercise. So I keep trying. I go in my, I carry a couple of 40-pound dumbbells on my windowsill. And, you know, until I injured my shoulder, I'd go in three or four times a day and I just grab those dumbbells and do some curls until my breathing got fast and it cleared my head and I could go back to studying, you know. I can't do that right now. You know, my shoulder gives me pain if I do more than about 15 or 20 pounds.
Mm, okay.
But that's okay. 3 months ago, I couldn't have moved
that's
it
right.
At all.
You couldn't have done that. Yes.
And so I'm figuring 3 months from now, I'll be back to full exercises.
Okay. But this arm's okay. You're able
this
to do
this. This arm is okay.
Which is
yes.
why it's bigger than this arm.
It's getting there.
just for our radio listeners.
But the point is that exercise is important.
Yes.
But exercise without the hormone balancing is going to be much less effective
mm-hmm.
because you have to have the tools in your body that allow your body to respond to the exercise and make the muscle mass.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that muscle mass is important. It's not for show. It's there to grow brain tissue.
Mm-hmm. That if you want to show it, it's okay.
It's all right, yes.
I don't think people are offended by looking at muscles.
My wife loves the fact that I've got a lean, hard body.
There you go.
And you know.
You look too healthy. Put that shirt on. Yeah. Said no one ever.
Precisely. Yeah. I mean, and I like it when she leers and lusts after me. Come on.
Time to take a good
That's
break
a and all new topic all of its own.
And you know what? We're going to talk about that and more with Dr. Mixon, and specifically targeting men's health and what to do about, well, some of those things that happen with aging. ED, erectile dysfunction, is one of those things. And we'll be focusing on that in our next segment. So stay close. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and we're glad you're here. Now, next week, we'll be live back in the studio, and you can give us as many phone calls as you'd like. and we'd love to talk with you. Okay? Back with Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat talking men's health in just a moment. Stay close.
Longevity Medical Clinic is happy to announce that Longevity Development, the business and marketing arm of Longevity Medical Clinic, has entered a strategic management relationship with Paramount Pharmacy. As a medical clinic, we cannot tell anyone where they have to go to fill their compounded prescriptions. We can only make suggestions. But for the last 2 years, we have referred our patients to Paramount Pharmacy for three key reasons. Excellent quality control, excellent pricing, and excellent customer service. And now, due to our new management oversight and relationship, Longevity Development and Paramount are actually working together to better serve our patients. A team approach to better healthcare. It truly can make a difference. And now, to celebrate and to convince you that we truly feel we can better serve your health needs while saving you money, Paramount has agreed to make an offer to all new patients willing to give Paramount a try. On your first prescription only, Paramount is offering you a 90-day supply for their 30-day cost. That's right, a 90-day prescription for the 30-day cost. All you need to do is call Paramount at 425-251-1660. It's as simple as that. Call 425-251-1660.
No matter your age, if you are looking to decrease your dependence on glasses at both distance and near, I suggest you go with experience. Pete Talbot here again for Dr. Michael Gilbert at Northwest Vision Institute in Bellevue and Kirkland. He's not just my ophthalmologist and my wife's, my son's, my friends, and all my neighbors, but he was just recently voted Best LASIK in 425 Magazine and has been voted Best Doc in Seattle Magazine many, many times. So whether it's LASIK or RLE or advanced cataract surgery, Northwest Vision Institute will find the best option for you. So if you're over 40 or 50 and haven't had an eye exam for a year or more, here's something you simply won't get anywhere else, an advanced ocular exam. Not that simple eye exam everyone else does. So to schedule your advanced ocular exam, go online at nwvision.com or call 425-450-2020. 425-450-2020.
After I started on Dr. Mixon's program, your energy level just booms, and the mood leveling out was so important. Your quality of life just is transformed. I am so grateful to Longevity and Dr. Mixon's program.
Medicine with a pre-recorded edition this weekend, just days before the weekend. So lots of fresh, good information. And here's some information we wanted to share with you with Dr. Mixon, focusing along with Dr. Umat on men's health. And we're back with Leading Edge Medicine with a pre-recorded edition this weekend, just days before the weekend. So lots of fresh, good information. And here's some information we wanted to share with you with Dr. Mixon, focusing along with Dr. Umat on men's health.
Yeah, our special guest, Dr. Mixon, always very popular.
Yes, always.
Yeah.
Well, men's health and men's beauty seems a little on the odd side, but, let's face it, we guys are just as vain as women.
Well,
we love looking hot.
Yeah, you want to look great, you want to look hot.
I mean, there's the old joke, you know, that says, you know, if you sexually harass a woman, you will get a lawsuit, and if you sexually harass a man, you will get a thank you note.
I haven't heard that before.
Or a date. Haven't done that. So,
men love being considered sex objects by women. Nothing makes a man feel better than to have women think they're hot. It's just true.
There you go. Even if they pretend that they don't care,
care. Yeah, I'm too manly for that.
So if my husband is pretending that he doesn't care, but I'm, you know, babe, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And nothing like a babe wow. Yes, that's right.
Okay. Note to self.
I will just keep quiet and listen to the two of you.
So men's health is so important, and we were talking about erectile function health in our last segment.
But now we're going to talk about some things that are more cosmesis.
Okay. The looks department.
Yeah, the looks department. Mm-hmm. The things that make women go, wow. Yes.
Okay. Lynette.
Well, Dr. Umat, you probably go, wow, in your mind. Don't you think? You're like, you know, you see your hubby, and he's looking good, and you're going, yeah.
Absolutely, you do.
Yeah. Yes. Why not? Anything that's good, you know, you're going to look at that, oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
You see those kids drool over those actors all day long? What do they do?
Right.
They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on the way they look.
What about those football players, Dr. Umat?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
That's right. So... the odds are that most of the women listening to the show have a man in their life who is not quite a Chippendale dancer.
All right. Okay.
Or Thunder Down Under, which I understand is the Australian group.
We know nothing.
Oh, yeah, that group.
Okay. Yes. Oh, yes, that. The ones you guys were at in Vegas last time.
I heard from you. Vegas. Vegas, that's the place.
Vegas, that's right. You just take a look.
Supposed to stay there, Dr. Mixon.
Well, I got to tell you,
when my wife, social media and it's everywhere.
My wife was down there with three of her Chinese girlfriends.
That's what you think.
And they went to Thunder Down Under and sent me videos of their reactions to Thunder Down Under. Yes, okay.
Okay.
I sent my wife running up on the stage and throwing herself on one of the...
but not everyone is wanting Thunder Down Under.
To which you said, you go, girl.
You're darn right I did. I said, sweetie, come on home.
Yeah. Guys do want to look their best.
The guys want to look their best. And let's face it, you ladies want them to look their best.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, a lot of times men shy away from this thinking it's vain, but it's really not.
It's not
a part of who you are, and it's the persona that you exude into the environment, and people who care about you respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a lot of things that are available out there, and men benefit from them just as much as women, and sometimes maybe more because they're out in the workforce a lot more than some women are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women after men, yeah, maybe not so much, but men who are out in the workforce and are seeing competition from younger men out mm-hmm. there,
yeah.
This is something simple that you can do. It's non-surgical. And it's simple, and it's easily doable.
But you haven't told them what it is.
There are lots of things. Where shall we start?
Let's talk body contouring.
Let's talk about body contouring indeed. Okay. Let's do that. So what is body contouring? Well, if you worked really hard at the gym, you've lost the weight, you have the muscle bulk, but you have those love handles, or you have a little bit of a belly that you don't like to show, and
you just can't get rid of it.
You can't get rid of it, and you have to wear a one-size pant larger than you normally would, and it's just hanging over. Well, there are treatments that can help reduce it. Up to 26% reduction of visceral fat per treatment.
Each treatment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's
you know,
awesome.
You want to get rid of 75% of it, you just do three treatments. Okay.
Okay.
It's really kind of nice. And you can do this for the love handles. You can do it for your tummy. You can do it, and this is important for the ladies too, those upper arms that get a little jiggly.
Yeah. Oh, those.
You can do it under the
arms.
Chin, that little area that hangs down under the chin.
The easiest one to do.
You can do it for the bra areas on the back.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You can do it for your thighs. You can do it for your tush.
Yeah. Okay?
You know, if your tush is getting a little broader than it should and maybe a little saggy, you can actually get rid of some of those lower things and end up by shaping up your tush.
Oh. And this is not surgery, though. We're not doing any surgery.
Right, and that's the good thing.
That is a good thing because we've just got this device. It's got four lasers, and there's a little frame that fits on the spot you want to get rid of. The lasers plug into that. These lasers are focused not on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually focused about a centimeter and a half below the skin so that it heats up down in the fat.
Yeah.
And it cycles. It'll roll up and get hot for a minute, and then it cools off, and then it'll heat up again and cool off. And it goes through these cycles up and down and up and down for about 25, 26 minutes.
That's right.
And then they take it off. There is no marks, no scars, no cuts, no needle holes, just these lasers. And now you go on your way, and you've traumatized and killed about 25% of the fat.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And over the course of the next month or so, that fat will die, be reabsorbed by your body and go away.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and it gives them more of a feathered appearance because there are four different frames going on. So this is the newer heat technology as opposed to the older cold technology that caused a lot of problems.
Which had to chill you from the skin all the way in.
Right.
Oh, and this is focused under the skin. So you don't really heat the skin.
That's right. Your skin will, in fact, feel cool after the procedure is done. But it's the fat cells lying underneath the skin that have been damaged. Mm-hmm. And then your body resorbs it over a period of time and they disappear. And over the next 4 to 6 weeks, you'll notice that that lump that was bugging you is disappearing.
You know, I work out fairly regularly. I watch what I eat. I'm married to a woman who likes a guy with a hard, flat belly in her bed, and I enjoy being that guy. But I could not get rid of those last little bit of love handles on my side. And so I came in when we first got the machine. I was one of the first ones they used it on, you know, and they just kind of put it, put the little frames on each side where I had those little tiny sags, and 26 minutes later, it went away. It was a little uncomfortable at times, especially when it was getting at its peak heat, because even though it's not heating the skin, down inside does have some nerves. You know? But it wasn't bad.
Yeah. We have the Zimmer, right? So we have a cool, you can
that little cool thing that blows the cool air out.
And so you can blow cool air because you're not chilling, you're not going to hurt the surface, and, and you're not interfering with it because the heat is down inside. Yeah. The only bad part of this device that I have found is that if you don't have enough fat, then it gets uncomfortable because it's focused underneath the skin. And if there's not enough fat there, you're heating the muscle fascia. My wife wanted to use it on her tummy and she doesn't have much
There's nothing there.
She's convinced she had fat that needed. And I said, no, sweetie, you don't have fat. I know women will die for have your tummy. And she said, I want it. So we tried it. Well, guess what? She didn't have any fat. The darn thing was heating up the muscle. Yeah, she had to turn it off.
Yeah. So what we do now in the clinics, Jerry, is the in-body before we approve patients. Because remember, it's not a weight loss program. So for all men and women listening out there, this is not going to help you lose weight.
Yeah, it's not going to take 75% of your fat out.
No, that's not what this is for. No, you have to be ideal weight, normal weight, and then it'll help reduce your visceral fat. So we do measure the visceral fat level with our in-body. And actually what has happened recently, it was very interesting, is that a couple of people who were really interested in the program had a higher visceral fat level than the machine would work on and a higher BMI. And so what we started on them was the Prolon weight loss program. Now, that's actually a cellular rejuvenation program. So I'm not correct in saying a weight loss program, but you do experience some weight loss on it. So we started them on the Prolon fast mimicking diet for cellular rejuvenation for 5 days. And then we're going to bring them back in 1 month and remeasure their in-body. And if by now they've lost, their BMI is appropriate and their visceral fat level is appropriate for treatment, then we will go ahead and start the treatment. So, you know, you have to be selective in who you choose.
Sometimes you want to take a few pounds off before you take the treatment.
There you go. That way you'll get the best outcome.
Exactly.
And this isn't really for weight loss. It's for reshaping your body.
That's right.
Body contouring.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you've lost weight everywhere else, but that tummy prevents you from looking your best on the beach, then you got to start treatments now so that every 4 to 6 weeks you've had enough treatments. By the time you're on the beach, it's looking the way you want it to look.
And there's only one exception that you can do, and you had mentioned
that. The chin.
You can't do that.
Yes. So it doesn't matter what BMI you are. If you have that double chin, know that there's both men and women. I know we're focusing on men's health this program, and men too. You know, this Zoom thing has really brought the face to a focus nowadays. Everybody's looking at their face. And so if that's bothering you, that's an easy treatment. That can be done in one or two treatments. And that's just one frame going on. You sit there for 25 minutes and you're done. You can literally walk out of there and go to a party or go back to work. So this is a lunchtime procedure.
I love it. Okay. And it's called tempture.
Well, yeah, this is sculpture.
Sculpture.
The tempture part is the part that is my favorite part, which comes after the fat burning part. This is because this is warm and soothing and doesn't hurt. But what it's doing is the skin tightening. So after you've lost the subcutaneous fatty tissue, you'll notice that the skin is lax.
Yeah.
And so you come back, or actually even on the same day, if you want to stay a little bit longer, after we've taken the frames off, we'll put the TempSure. We have FlexSure now, which will go on the surface totally, or we have the larger heads, which is a radio frequency device, and it stimulates skin tight. And this is just warm. It just feels comfortable. It's just nice. It's like a spa treatment. Lost the subcutaneous.
Okay, doctors, let me interrupt for just a second. We're going to continue on this line of thinking in just a moment when Leading Edge Medicine continues. Stay right there.
Off, we'll put the TempSure. We have FlexSure now, which will go on the surface totally, or we have the larger heads, which is a radio frequency device, and it stimulates skin tight. And this is just warm. It just feels comfortable. It's just nice. It's like a spa treatment.
Okay, doctors, let me interrupt for just a second. We're going to continue on this line of thinking in just a moment when Leading Edge Medicine continues. Stay right there.
Hey, just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to fall apart like everyone else. And you really can feel better this year than you did 5, 10, even 20 years ago.
I've been a patient for about a year and a half. At the beginning of that period, I was walking like an old man. Now I'm back to the point where I'm rowing, walking 2 or 3 miles a day. That all feels real good to get my balance back, too. When I put on my pants, I do it in slow motion, and I don't have to lean against anything. That was not possible a year and a half ago. I owe a lot to the longevity program.
And the good news is, Longevity Medical Clinic is still offering a free health analysis appointment. It includes 2 free tests to let you know your risks for things like heart disease, dementia, diabetes, sexual dysfunction, and more. It's a new year. To schedule your free health analysis appointment, simply go to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
The aging process is not easy. It is just not something you can stop, but you can certainly feel a lot better along the way and not have as many of the symptoms that people think is normal when they aren't. And that's what longevity will do for you. As far as longevity goes, it is as close as you're going to get to the fountain of youth.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
And we're back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Okay, let's continue our conversation with Dr. Samira Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. But when it comes to men's health, you are the man to go to. And that's why we're like, hey, got to bring you on the show.
Well, I used to be the man to go to. Now, of course, Samira is the lady to go to.
She is. She is. But we brought you in today because, you know, sometimes the guys need to hear it from a guy, or
sometimes
the wives need to know, how do I talk to my husband about this? And we've already talked about Viasure for erectile dysfunction. We've talked about body contouring, the fillers, the injectables. Now let's talk about a hairy subject.
Yes.
That could be hairy. Your husband's back chest, or
as we get older, we lose hair on our heads and we tend to grow it everywhere else. And the only places I know of that we really can't do much is that hair in your nose and ears. The rest of it we can handle.
Well, we can do the earlobes too. We can can zap those. So young men that have a lot of body hair, and it's not sexy when you're on the beach.
No.
Because women don't like it.
They look at it and think orangutan.
Yeah. And men that have hair on the back know that it's common. It is really, really a common problem.
And it makes you look common.
Well, we can make you look uncommon and special.
That's right.
But you don't have to go through those painful waxings. Oh, my God, they hurt.
Ripping it off.
Oh, man. We women know that hurts.
And then you got to come back in 6 weeks
and
rip
it
off.
You're going to do it more than once? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every 6 weeks for the rest of your life, you hairy bugger.
But now at Bella Medica, there's something we can do about
that, right?
That's right.
We actually have a treatment.
Yes.
In which we use a very special device. In fact, one of the fanciest, newest, fastest hair removal devices on the market.
Yep.
Okay. And we can zap that hair on your back, on your arms, on your belly, on your legs, wherever you've got hair that you don't want it, we can zap it. Now, each treatment gets rid of about 30% of the hair. Okay. So let's just say you started with 10,000 hairs and we get your first treatment. Okay. So you've lost about 3,000 hairs.
Okay. Okay.
But then the next treatment, you lose 30% of the 7,000 that you had left. And that gets you down to about 5,000. And then the next treatment, you lose 30% of the 5,000, which gets you down to about 3,500. So it's diminishing returns because each treatment takes about 30% of the hair that's left. And the reason we have to do it that way is that hair goes through phases. There are phases in which it is growing. Then there's a stable phase. Then there's a phase in which it falls out.
Okay.
And then it sits there quietly, quiescent for a while, and then it goes back into growth phase.
Yeah.
And it's only that 30% of hairs in growth phase that we kill.
Okay.
With each treatment.
With each treatment.
And do those come off like right then and there?
Well, you have to shave the area for the treatments. Otherwise, it's very, very painful.
Yep. Oh.
And after you've shaved the area, you'll notice that the hair grows back, but it falls off.
Yes.
It won't keep growing long. Yeah. It just doesn't grow back.
But when it starts growing out,
yeah,
it dies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you'll lose about 30% each time. So we're looking to get rid of essentially all the hair in the area, or at least 95% of it. It's about six treatments altogether.
Yeah.
So it depends how much you don't want reduced.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got, you know, a lot of hair on your back or your belly and you only want to get rid of half of it, you know, cut it down to half that.
Right.
Then three treatments will do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe two treatments.
That's right. That's right. And you can talk to the master esthetician. They'll do the consult with you. They'll do a skin spot test, and then they'll determine how, what settings to use, how to be, bring you back. For the larger surface areas, we have larger heads, so you require fewer treatments. And it, not fewer treatments. I meant to say less time per treatment.
Yes, less time per treatment. We'll get more area.
More area. It covers a larger surface area. And then the only other thing I will say is come sooner rather than later for two main reasons. One, seasons. It's better to treat in the wintertime and springtime when you're not exposing that body part to the sun. Because otherwise the skin goes through pigmentation and it gets discolored. You have to protect the skin after treatment. And secondly, as you get older and you lose pigment in those hair, it becomes gray. It's not dark anymore. The laser won't pick up the white.
Right.
You need
to, you can only remove dark hair.
Okay.
The laser, basically the machine reads the melanin and it attacks the melanin. That's why darker hair people are harder to treat, but we have the latest devices that is safe on dark skin. And that's what's made this really a most popular treatment in our clinics. Young men, older men that have dark skin and dark hair, they get the best results.
They do.
Yeah. And basically all men with dark hair will get results, but we couldn't treat men and women for that matter with dark hair before this new phase of lasers came out. And we have the latest one now that will quickly and efficiently treat people with darker skin without causing any hyperpigmentation on the skin. And so this is a safe treatment for them. Our girls will not only do a patch test and a skin test, but they will also, they have a device called the SkinTel that will actually measure their Fitzpatrick scores. It will tell you the amount of melanin in different areas. We take an aggregate because sometimes we're fooled. You may look light, but because you have heritage that is darker, European descent or African descent or Asian descent, that have darker melanin pigments and we don't catch it before treatment, you can react adversely. So we do have all the tricks in the book to make sure we don't give you a problem with this.
Very good.
And then shall we segue to the opposite end?
That's right.
Let's
hair removal. Yeah. Let's now talk about
hair
restoration and growth.
Women or men and women, actually anybody, male or female, that finds that their hair is thinning out. We now have a program that will actually kick your hair back into growth.
Yeah.
And allow you to start growing hair where you used to have hair and now it's getting thin and sparse.
Yeah.
So once more, the earlier we intervene, the better.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a guy who starts losing your hair and you're 18 or 20 years old, come and see us right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't wait till you go bald and then come
to
fix it. Because those young guys that have just started losing their hair, we can turn that around gangbusters in a hurry.
Yeah, we really can. And there are several ways we do that. Obviously, everything begins with a consultation and we want to do an evaluation. We do take microscopic pictures, but we use multiple treatment modalities at the same time to encourage growth of hair that is sitting dormant.
Yep. The other thing is, of course, if you're now grown up and you don't start losing in your 40s, that's the time you come see us.
Yeah.
You start losing your 40s, don't say, oh, I'll get in there when I'm 75 or 80.
No.
Okay, do it now. The earlier you start, the better result we're going to get.
Yeah.
Even men in their 60s and 70s, we can usually get some results.
Yes.
You know, I'm 74. I had the treatment.
Yes.
My wife cuts my hair, and she assures me that it is thicker than it used to
be. There you go. Yeah. That beautiful head of hair.
It's not as thick as I would like it to be. It's not as thick as it was when I was 30. But it's a lot better than it was a couple of years ago before we started this.
Okay.
So, you know, even in your 70s, you can get some improvement.
That's right.
But I'd rather treat you in your 40s, 50s, 60s, because the earlier we do it, the better result we're going to get.
Yeah.
And that's true for men and women. Thanks.
Wow. What a show. So much information there. And of course, if you'd like to hear the show back in a couple of days, you can hear it on our website. Go to Longevity Medical Clinic's website, lmclinic.com, and you can hear all of our broadcasts on the air. We like to feature those as podcasts on our lmclinic.com website. So if you miss a weekend, you can always go back and hear the full show or hear the show again or suggest it to a friend of yours as well. Of course, Leading Edge Medicine is brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic, lmclinic.com, and we still offer that free health analysis appointment. In fact, we encourage you to make that phone call and get in to get measured, what the doctors say. If you don't measure, you don't know. The free health analysis appointment is two tests, a blood test and an in-body test, which will give the doctors and the health advocate so much information. What you need to do is go to our website, lmclinic.com, pick the day and the time and even the clinic that works best for you. You can go to Kirkland, Tacoma, or Linwood. Or if you'd rather talk to a person, maybe you've got some questions, you can call us. Here's the number. It's 1-866-86-YOUNG. That simple. 1-866-86-YOUNG. All right. You have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll be back next weekend, and we will be live in the studio taking your phone calls. That simple. 1-866-86-YOUNG. All right. You have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll be back next weekend, and we will be live in the studio taking your phone calls.